Before we came to camp, many of our families were involved in farming and agriculture in California. When we came to Amachi, our fathers and mothers brought all of their farming skills and experience with them. The WRA organized the farm program at Amachi that capitalized on the skills of the Issei and Nisei farmers. The Amachi farm program operated on 10,085 acres of land that was taken by the WRA through eminent domain from 18 different farms and ranches before the war. Most of the land was part of the XY Ranch and the Cohen Ranch in the abandoned town of Cohen, former headquarters of the American Crystal Sugar Company. The Amachi Farm Program benefited from the work of the farmers and ranchers from whom they acquired the land by using their old ranches, sheds, silos, a dairy farm, and the irrigation canals and fields. The program operated in 1943 and 1944 and was hugely successful. Amachi Farms produced 2.7 million pounds of vegetables in 1943 and 3.3 million pounds in 1944, enough to use at Amachi, ship to other camps, and to sell. The farmers at Amachi grew common vegetables like onions, potatoes, lettuce, and celery, and they also grew Japanese crops that had never been grown in the area, like moyashi mung beans, daikon radishes, napa cabbage, and habucha, a type of Japanese tea. The Amachi farms were so productive that they often had labor shortages. During harvest times, many of us would get recruited to help harvest fruits and vegetables from the fields. The Amachi Farm Program also used the ranches to raise livestock like pigs, beef, and dairy cows, and chickens. Even though the farm program only lasted for two seasons, the Issei farmers helped permanently change farming in the area. Amachi farmers introduced commercial crops that are still grown in the region today, like the onion fields that lay before you now, just outside of the camp. During our more than 3 years here, we definitely made a lasting impression. It's been almost 70 years since we lived here, but traces of us are everywhere. From the crops that are still grown in the fields today, to the still living gardens and trees that we planted, to our signatures in the concrete foundation. But our time here made an even stronger impression on us. When camp closed and we boarded trains bound for California and other destinations, we left behind the life we had built at Amachi, an experience that changed our lives forever.
Amachi officially closed on October 15, 1945. Many of the internees returned to California, where they began a difficult new journey of rebuilding and reestablishing their lives. As you have seen throughout the tour, the physical reminders still left here can shed great insight on the struggles, triumphs, and details of everyday life of the internees at Amachi. Thank you for your interest in their story. We hope that you have been inspired to keep learning, teaching, and sharing so that the stories from Amachi will never be forgotten and so that we may all continue to learn from this significant event in American history.